Two upstate New York winery owners toast to the passage of legislation by the State Assembly and Senate that will create two new trails branded under the Niagara Wine Trail. President of Leonard Oaks Estate Winery, Wendy Oaks Wilson, and president of the winery at Margin Manor, Margot Sue Bittner, both lobbied for the bill's passage. Bittner explains the change.
So through negotiation, we were able to take what is now the Niagara Wine Trail and rename it the Niagara Wine Trail Lake, and then take what is now the Niagara Escarpment Trail, which starts at Niagara Falls, downtown Route 104 and Robert Moses Parkway, and extend it all the way along 104 to the 390.
And that will become the Niagara Wine Trail Ridge. But the bill is not just about name changes. The law also allows two additional wineries to join the Niagara Wine Trail, extending it through Orleans and Monroe counties. Oaks Wilson says it'll also create wine trail-specific signage for participants. She's particularly excited about this because she's located on the far east of the trail.
People go by me at 55 miles an hour and sometimes are not looking for a sign on the other side of the street. Those wine trail in general signs with the grapes and they're green and they're white and they're highly visible, they really attract the passerby, so it gives them the little hint that they need to slow down and stop in.
Oaks Wilson says expanding the trail would draw tourists visiting Niagara Falls, Buffalo, and Rochester to the wine trail, providing a boost to the entire upstate economy.
We produce in excess of 200,000 brochures each year and put them in all of your major tourism destinations, as well as hotels, restaurants, and the like. People look for those things. They just got into the area. They've seen the falls. Okay, what else do we want to do? Hey, let's go have a sip of wine someplace and see what else is going on out there.
New York State's wine and grape industry generates an estimated $3.7 billion in economic benefits each year, according to the state's Wine and Grape Foundation. Wendy Oaks Wilson attributes the Niagara Wine Trail success to the fact that all of the wineries work together.
We're all volunteers to help promote the trail. We do all this because we know that working together, we can promote the region and in turn gain confidence in our own styles of wine and what we're trying to achieve in our own business plans.
And Oaks Wilson says each winery on the Niagara Wine Trail offers a different experience. But she believes the jewel in the crown of New York wines is its ice wine, made from grapes frozen on the vine for over 4 hours.
We're one of the four regions in the world that can actually produce that delectable product. And that is made from the Vidal grape.
Margot Sue Bittner says over 40,000 people are expected to visit her winery at Margin Manor this year. If Governor Cuomo signs off on their wine trail improvement bill, that number could be even higher next year. In Buffalo, I'm Ashley Hassett for the Innovation Trail.